feet. And again, he has a lovely PowerPoint presentation for those of us in the room. So, but I'm sure it follows a lot of the information that was available in your staff report online. So you just may be missing some of that information. Or his presentation and presentation at the same time in the room, but I'm sure you all will follow along. So if you would, Mr. Welch.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Cameron Welch, Senior Planner for the Land Development Division of Development Services. This item for the committee's consideration is vesting intent of tract map 19152, located in planning subarea 3.2A of the Ranch Plan Planning Community in Rancho Mission Viejo. Today's presentation of the map will include background, general overview, specific discussion, and staff recommendation for your consideration. As previously stated, vesting tent of tract map 19152 is located in planning subarea 3.2A of the Ranch Plan Planning Community, which is north of Cow Camp Road, east of Los Patrones Parkway. A vesting tentative tract map 17932 for planning subarea 3.2A was approved by the subdivision committee on August 18th, 2021. Final map 17932 was approved by the County of Orange Board of Supervisors on December 14th, 2021, and recorded by the County Clerk Recorder on December 22nd, 2021. Subarea 3.2A is presently being graded under issued permit GRD 21-0058, and construction of supporting infrastructure such as roads and retaining walls is currently in process. Copies of the tentative map application submittal package were distributed for review and comment to county staff and consultants. Through a collaborative effort with county staff and consultants, the applicant adequately addressed all comments received. Notices of public meeting were mailed to all property owners of record within 300 feet of the subject site, and notices were posted on site at the Orange County Hall of Administration, at the County Administration South Building at 601 North Cross Street in Santa Ana, and on the Orange County Public Works website as required by established procedures. No public comments have been received to date. Rancho Mission Viejo PA 3 Development LLC is the owner, applicant, and subdivider of vesting tent of tract map 19152. However, assignment and assumption agreements will be processed and recorded for a change of ownership upon final map recordation to tract builder Tri Point Homes. The proposed project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes Power Program EIR 589, certified on November 8, 2004, Addendum 1.0, certified on July 26, 2006, Addendum 1.1, certified on February 24, 2011, the Planning Area 2 Addendum, certified on March 27, 2013, and Addendum 3.1, certified on February 25, 2015. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the 2020 Orange County Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Section 13.1. The projects for a previous environmental document, that being Final Program AR 589, is already in place. Further CEQA evaluation clearances are not required for proposed tentative map. Proposed B map, vesting tentative tract map 19152, is a subdivision of an 8.58 acre site within planning area 3.2A of the Ranch Plan Plan Community into 61 numbered lots and 9 lettered lots. The 61 numbered lots are for conventional single family detached dwellings, while 8 of the 9 lettered lots are for open space recreation areas, and the 9th lettered lot is for a private motor court. General access to the tract is provided by Leonard Drive and Bunkhouse Drive via Legato Road. The map has been designed to form 3 public streets and 1 private motor court. The motor court takes access from Roots Way, one of the 3 proposed in-tract public streets. The map proposes a net density of 7.11 dwelling units per acre. 2 of the 61 numbered lots exclusively orient on the private motor court. The other 59 numbered lots take access from one of the 3 public streets in the tract. Private motor court providing access to the 2 lots is designated as Lot A. Letter lots B through I are designated for open space and recreation. Vesting tent of tract map 19152 contains no variations, and with the exception of the identified and previously approved RMV alternative development standards, contains no deviations from county standards. Therefore, OC Land Development recommends that the subdivision committee take the recommended actions as listed on page 2 of the staff report. This concludes staff's presentation of the item. Staff is available to answer any questions this evening you have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Very nice presentation. Always thorough as always. I will go ahead and ask the committee members if there's any comments or questions before I open the public hearing.
Not for me.
Do we have any online? No? Okay, so I will move.
Nothing to parse. I appreciate the comprehensive presentation, Mr. Walsh. I echo the same sentiment. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead and open the public hearing. We have one speaker. If you would please state and your name for the record.
Jay Bullock from Rancho Mission Viejo, and it's unanimous. It was an excellent presentation, Cameron, and we appreciate the efforts that staff has endeavored to get us to this point where we have a recommendation of approval. I'm here on behalf of the current landowner, Rancho Mission Viejo, on behalf of the builder that is in the process of becoming the current landowner, that is Tri Point Homes, and also on behalf of the land ownership within 300 foot of this tract, which is Rancho Mission Viejo. And there are no questions or comments that I have of staff other than I know that you'll ask if we've reviewed and agreed to the conditions of approval, and both R&B and TriPoint agreed to the conditions. And so I'm here to just answer any other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Bullock. I do not have any questions for you. This was a pretty straightforward map, and everything was presented kind of in the way that it would answer most of my questions. But before we close the public hearing, I wanted to see if my fellow team members or committee members have any questions for Mr. Bullock.
I do not.
And it sounds like online we do not as well. So I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Thank you. Alrighty, everyone, since I've already asked in two different types if we had any additional questions, it doesn't seem like we have any additional comments or questions, so I will ask the committee for a recommendation, or if I'm going to make a motion.
This is Brian, planning Oakview Development Services. I will make a motion to approve the application for the recommended actions as stated in the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Carno. Do we have a second?
Todd Letterman, Orange County Fire Authority, I second.
Thank you, Mr. Letterman, second. So all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Say aye.
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 And hearing no nays, which is a double negative, but it looks like it has been, this item has been approved unanimously. So, congratulations to Rancho Mission Viejo again on a successful map, and thank you again to Mr. Welch for a lovely presentation and very thorough. So those are all of our items for today. I don't know if y'all noticed that we did add a section to the agenda, similar to like what we do for our Planning Commission. There was a subdivision committee comments that would allow us to have like open discussions, or if there's anything, of course we won't really take any type of action unless we were to publish something on the agenda to make an action, but we can certainly discuss comments and ideas on if we are going to continue to meet, since we just voted to meet every 30 days, are there subjects and topics that we'd want to do for a future meeting if we don't have any other items. So before I go to there, I'm going to look to our secretary and do we have any items scheduled for the next regular meeting within 30 days that's on the calendar, or
I am not aware.
I'm going to look to the staff. Maybe are you aware of any additional track maps coming up? And it looks like our member of the public might want to speak again, so I can open the public hearing in just one moment.
Real quick, this particular map is the last tentative map to be reviewed by the subdivision committee in 3.2A.
Okay.
We are just starting to see the tentative maps for 3.2B come in to be reviewed. Do I think that those are going to make it here within the next 3 days? No, I do not.
That's probably a fair assessment. I would probably agree, I would definitely agree with that. So it looks like we won't have any official items. If we wish to continue to meet, Brian, I'm sorry, Mr. Furneaux, in the current planning side, is there anything that we might be seeing before the commission, before the committee in the next 30 days?
It's unlikely.
That's what I thought too, okay.
Nothing for the next regularly scheduled subdivision meeting. We do have a couple maps that are going for advisory committee this month, but I don't think that would put us in, even on a best case scenario, we probably still wouldn't be able to make it within the next, you know, two meetings or within the next 30 days.
Okay, so I have a couple of ideas if the committee would like to entertain, and we could reach out to our county council and see if she could do like an annual Brown Act training. I know that they're going to be doing that at the planning commission meeting next, the next meeting, which is 3-9. I mean, we could attend that if you were interested in watching her presentation, or, but those are in-person meetings only. So if you, we want to entertain having it here in a online forum, and we can send out the email of the presentation ahead of time. Is that something the committee would maybe want to do for the next, just to keep our 30 days going on this, on the, or we just meet and make a motion to meet again. I mean, that's another option as well. And I have a member of the public that might be volunteering an idea as well.
Actually, it was an idea that you suggested, Chair Alonso, at our last subdivision committee, and that was maybe there could be a presentation from the rancher myself about what's upcoming in our community. And as Cameron mentioned, we don't have any maps that'll be coming probably before May, but if you wanted to meet the first meeting in April, if there was an interest, I'd be glad to present where we are and where we're going.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put that out to our committee members. Is anyone interested in that? I think just not just where you're going, but kind of just maybe a little, like, take us on a mini virtual tour of what's out there, if we all haven't been out there, and then you can kind of see the development and how it's occurred and where it's going. Would any other committee members be interested in seeing that virtual presentation?
I would be.
So
I haven't been there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'd be open to that.
So that got that definitely got a lot more traction than the Brown Act training. So this kind of so anyway.
I would defer to the rest of the group on that one. I've had my fair share of Brown Act training personally. So.
All righty. Well, why don't we we'll work with Mr. Bullock then. Thank you so much. We'll work with you to get that on our next regular scheduled meeting.
The
Sharon,
next
do you
one.
Happen to know that
the next one or
the 30 days. Would the second one be able?
So here's the deal. Is it 30 calendar days?
It's usually 30 calendar days when we do anything in planning.
Okay, so if we have to stick with that, then see, the thing about it is the way our schedule goes for our subdivision committee meetings. Our meetings are regularly the first and third Wednesdays of the month. So it would have to, and if we, so we wouldn't have to do a special meeting.
Oh, we would to keep it?
No, so we wouldn't have to do a special meeting, then we would just have to keep on board with our next regular date of the 16th, because if we go into 30 days, then actually be 28 days if we're gonna stick to a Wednesday, which would be March 30th. Because if we go into 30 until April, that's going to put us past our 30 days.
Okay. So what we could do, this is another option, a few of us, as long as we have a quorum, we could show up and make the vote to keep it virtual, and then you would have time to still put a presentation together at the first meeting in April. Would that, does that sound like that works? I need a commitment from, I'll be in the building.
Me too.
So I've got two well, there.
Or it could all be virtual.
Oh yeah, that's true. We could just, we could do a virtual, virtual meeting just to vote and do a virtual meeting with no other items. Okay. So,
Madam Chair.
Yes?
This is Judy. Actually, I just thought of one question. I heard that maybe there may be some changes to the previously approved Brown Act rule for attendance from a virtual location. Will that have any impact on what we're discussing right now?
So I will have to reach. No, thank you for bringing that up. I was planning on reaching out to County Council to confirm that. So what Judy's referring to is before the executive order, if you were to have a virtual meeting and the members of the public, you would have to post your location. So if I was telecommuting from home, my home would have to be a location that if a member of the public wanted to, they could show up there as part of the meeting. So I think that's where she's going with that. So I will definitely take that as an action item to follow up on that, and we will be sure to let everybody know. But since we did vote to have a virtual meeting at the next meeting, I think we're okay for now. And then if something changes, I'll work with County Council and let you all know. So, but thank you, that's a very good point. So.
Thank you.
So it would be April 6th.
As far as the first meeting in April, that is correct.
April 6th.
I'll just keep it.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do April 6th, okay.
It's
and
my
then,
birthday, you'll have to be nice.
Oh, do you want us to do a different day? You don't have to.
Okay,
you're working anyways. Okay. Yeah, I used to take it off as a national holiday, so I don't think it's on my birthday. But anyways, alrighty. Well then, are there any other subdivision committee comments? So right now we have future items as Brown Act, which took a second or third seat to a Rancho Mission Viejo presentation. Mm-hmm. And we will, also my action item is to just follow up with council. Yes.
Real quick, so are we doing another virtual meeting at the next regular meeting scheduled?
I don't know.
Or are we, because I just wanted to make sure that we, 30 days, I wasn't 100% clear on that.
So are we
doing the next regularly scheduled meeting in 2 weeks?
Yes, we are. And then if there's a change in the action of, you know, because we've already voted to do the virtual meeting, I'll just find out that Delta, if the virtual meeting means that we have to also post that on the agenda. So in the case of fire, like the fire authority, if you wish to still continue, if it happens that we have to publish, we would have to put your address, so if anyone wanted to attend. Based on our regular attendance, it's usually Rancho Mission Viejo. There's not a big calling for the public, so even if we did say that, I highly doubt someone's going to show up at someone's house or residence or, you know, so, but let me look into that with County Council just to make sure. But since, like, the fire authority is a place of business, I mean, probably is not a big deal to publish that, but let me get the facts on that, and I will, we'll be reaching out to you. Sharon will be reaching out with an update on that. So for now, we have voted to have a virtual meeting for the next meeting, which is
The 16th.
Which is the 16th, so 3/16. And then right now we have a tentatively scheduled agenda item for Rancho Mission Viejo presentation on April 6th, Jay's birthday, for the record. So, alrighty.
For the record.
alrighty. Well, that's all I've got for comments. Anybody else before we move to anything else? Good, okay. So there is a time for the public comments, but I think I'm going to just look at you and make sure we have no other public comments. All right, perfect. And we have no one on the line. So we are able to adjourn this meeting to March 16th. So we'll see you all then. Have a wonderful afternoon. And thank you.